You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. How is your sense of smell? A new Michigan State University study suggests that question could become a valuable part of health screening in older people. Let's find out why as we welcome Michigan State University epidemiologist Hongli Chen, who has been studying just what our sense of smell could tell us about our life expectancy. Welcome to this to the program. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Cindy.
So what was the goal of your research? What's the question you wanted to answer?
So I study Parkinson's disease. I started my research looking into the potential causes for Parkinson's. And it turns out in the past maybe 20 years, evidence suggests that a poor sense of smell is probably one of the earliest and most important symptoms for Parkinson's disease. And later, there are also evidence suggesting it's an early symptom for Alzheimer's disease and dementia. So that's how I get interested in poor sense of smell. And I'm trying to understand what poor sense of smell means in the elderly population as far as neurodegenerative diseases, and these are Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, are concerned, and also beyond.
So you're comparing older adults and their sense of smell, who's got a good sense of smell and whose sense of smell has diminished?
Exactly. We use some really simple test to examine their sense of smell. We call this a screening test for their sense of smell identification. And we classify based on the result into good sense of smell and poor sense of smell and also somebody in between.
So how did they compare? What did you discover?
So we reported in the past, I think in 2017, that a poor sense of smell was associated with higher risk for both Parkinson's and dementia in this particular cohort. And later, we are interested in looking at its relationship to mortality because other studies suggested an association not as strong as it is for Parkinson's or dementia, but it's an association with higher risk for death among older adults with poor sense of smell. But the previous studies only look at five-year mortality, which means they follow up the study participant for 5 years or less. And we are interested to look into the association in relatively long term. Again, we are studying older adults, so we cannot go very long. In this analysis, we analyze data for up to 13 years of follow-up in this cohort. And what we found out is older adults with a poor sense of smell that they performed badly on this test had about 46% higher mortality, that means higher risk for death in 10 years compared to older adults who tested normal in their sense of smell. And also we look into the potential explanations which have not been examined systematically in the previous studies.
Okay, so just to really wrap our mind around this, so if you're an adult between ages 71 and 82, that was the age group you studied, these thousands of people. So if you have a poor sense of smell, you may have an almost 50% higher risk of dying within 10 years. And that's even if you're healthy.
Exactly. Actually, it's interesting because we identified this association largely limited to people who self-identified as healthy, which means they reported good to excellent health status at the beginning of the follow-up. And that's really intriguing.
So what do you think is the reason for this?
I think it's probably because for those who had a self-evaluation of good to excellent health, there might be something going on at the end of their life that the sense of smell can tell us, but they have not recognized these health issues themselves. And among people who already have poor health status, probably the sense of smell is relatively less important as compared to the many things going on in their health.
So it sounds like you're saying this sense of smell could be that proverbial canary in a coal mine, the early warning sign, in a sense, that things are not as well as you may think they are.
It could be.
What do we do with this research? How do you want it to be used?
So what I'm thinking about, we need to find out what a process of smell means in the old adults beyond our understanding of neurodegeneration, which is Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and diseases alike. because in the study, we only identified of the higher risk associated with person's smell, only about 30% could be explained by dementia, Parkinson's, and weight loss. And there are 70% of the higher risk, we don't know what they are about. So I think we need to understand what a person's smell really mean in the older adults population. And we can start from there and think about what the health implications that will be and do something about it.
Because it strikes me that this is early. So if I'm, let's say I'm not, but let's just say I'm 75, I'm in this cohort that you studied, and I don't feel like I'm smelling things the way I used to. Is there anything that I can do about that or present to my doctor and tell them that? Can they make connections, or is it still too early in the research to kind of know what to look for?
I think it's still a little bit early to know exactly what we are looking for, because the person's smell in the old adults is pretty common, affecting about 25% of older adults 65 years or older. And if we are talking about 80 years or older, the percentage is very high. So I think we need to understand what exactly a person's smell means in the old adults, and to the extent possible, identify the potential causes. It could be causes that are not related to neurodegeneration. It could be related to causes not that serious, but it could also indicate early neurodegenerative diseases in the elderly population is a pretty common and serious health concern.
So in the jigsaw puzzle of research, here's this piece, and now it's time to forge ahead and find the next piece.
Exactly. The person's smell, I think, is kind of interesting because unlike vision impairment or hearing impairment, is often not recognized by people that had a person's smell.
That's true. It's probably so subtle you don't realize you've lost it.
Exactly.
So is that something we should see incorporated into regular health screenings?
I think it's also a little bit too early to say about it. And again, until we understand the potential health implications associated with a person's smell, we probably should be cautious in making our recommendations. But, you know, in the long run, I would not be surprised your doctor is interested in testing your sense of smell at your follow-up.
Well, and thanks to your research, which was published in the journal Annals of Internal Medicine, they now know. Hong Li Chen is a professor in epidemiology and biostatistics at Michigan State University. It was great to talk with you about your work, and we want to thank you for taking time with us.
Very nice talking to you. Thank you so much.